Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Off we go. Another review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio at the end of the week on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay Kirshner joins Jennifer Horne and me to talk about the charts. In this case, it's the week of October 31st to the 4th of November. Whoopee, lots of things going on, story list and the people list. Before we get to that, though, I want to get Jennifer's take on the face-off in soccer. I know you're a big soccer fan.
Uh-oh.
What are the Los Angeles
elections, football, baseball?
Yeah, what is the Los Angeles FC? What does that stand for?
Maybe the football club? LA Football Club? Could that be right?
Jay. All right, so they call themselves a football club when, in fact, it's a soccer club. So it should be Los Angeles SC, right?
Well, football is the international term for soccer. We're the only
I know that, Jennifer.
Soccer.
Yes, I understand that.
Arrogant American.
Right. That's me. An American. All right, so this program is going to be heard through the weekend, and maybe the World Series is over, so there's probably not much time
don't
to...
Don't say that.
Why?
World Series is going to be tooth and nail between the Phillies and the Astros.
Is it?
Coming back. They're coming back.
Good to know that. Number five this week.
What about the LA Football Club?
What about it? They're playing this weekend. I just want to know if you knew what the story was with them. I know you waste a lot of time watching hockey, but I wondered whether you were participating in the soccer stuff as well there, or if you were called upon when you're doing mornings there at KRLA to talk about soccer. I'm sure that's big among the fans of that station. Okay, having said that, now we can move into the number five story this week. Before I go through the actual list, this thing hits me right square between the eyes. We're talking a lot about the war and how the Russians are getting their butt handed to them, but there still is this focus on what to do with Brittany Griner. So the State Department apparently this week met with her in Moscow, somebody from the State Department, but what happens after that? So she's in jail. What's the State Department? Have they made the deal to swap her off for that really bad guy?
I hope not.
Yeah, I
don't think that that's a fair trade when it comes to our world safety. Brittany Griner, for one of the most deadliest men in our custody, I don't know. There's got to be another way.
Yeah. They said they visited with her and, quote, saw firsthand her tenacity and perseverance despite her present circumstances. What the heck does that mean?
They saw
firsthand her tenacity. So she's in jail. What is it? I don't get.
Well, and it's poor hygiene in there. The labor that they have to do. There's really no access to medical care in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't look too happy, and probably she doesn't. I wouldn't be happy either if I were sitting in that circumstance, for sure. Russian authorities say she arrived in the country with vape canisters containing cannabis oil in her luggage. And that was the crime. She spends 9 years in jail to do that.
Uh-huh. And just, this has got to be a lesson to other people, speaking of American arrogance, that travel places like Russia or China or Iran or whatever it is. You have to know that your protections that are so great in this country do not follow you to other countries. And believe me, I think it's BS that they're making, and they're using her as a political prisoner.
Of course they are. She's a pawn.
If you know that you are 6'5", if you know that you're a basketball star in the WNBA, don't come into a country with marijuana where you know it is absolutely illegal. And I don't know.
And she plays for a league there, so it wasn't like it was her first time going.
Right. It was like the kid who went to China and shoplifted. Remember?
But I believe her that.
Negotiation?
Yeah. I maybe I'm naive, but I do, and not that it changes anything, I do believe Brittany Griner in the sense where she was like, I use this for medical purposes. I didn't even think. I didn't mean to take it with me. I wasn't even thinking. I wasn't trying to
take it.
It was probably an awful mistake.
It doesn't take away. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It doesn't take away that she did essentially break the law, and she is legally in prison in Russia.
And then there's Paul Whelan, who is detained there as well, another American citizen, a former Marine. He's been in a hotel since 2018, accused of spying. 16 years he's been sentenced. This is somebody else they're trying to get out of there. But again, back to the question, is it worth trading both of those people for this one really bad guy that they have in, I can never pronounce his name, they've got him in custody here
in
America.
Don't they call him like the butcher or something?
Yeah,
he's awful.
He murdered 18 people and all that kind of stuff. All right, so back to the war for just a second. I don't know. I usually we start with the stories and go in order somewhat, but this hasn't gotten as much conversation on my program this week. And Jennifer, whether you've talked about it much on KRLA, I guess would be the question. As we get to the end of the week, Pope Francis has joined with the leaders of the Muslim faith, the Christian faith, the Jewish faith, in calling for the world and the great religions in the world to work together for the peaceful settlement of what's going on in Ukraine. So, I can't imagine that because they don't practice religion, there's no official, as a matter of fact, it has been in a communist country against the law to practice any religion. The religion is the state, and you worship the state.
Well, that's the tenets of communism, right?
Right.
That they try to take away as much religion, contact with your family, all that, so that the government fills the voids on all of those things.
Yeah. So anyway, I was looking at what the spiritual leader of the Orthodox Christian Church said, and a bunch of rabbis got together as well to hopefully inveigle themselves into what they say are the peace negotiations which have started. I haven't heard about it. Have there been peace negotiations started between Ukraine and Russia? All I can see is
there's
Putin wants to bomb the hell out of them.
Yeah, and it was really interesting not to take away from your story about the Pope.
Oh, go ahead.
But this last weekend, I'm like half exhausted this week. It's a big one because in Los Angeles, I host a morning show, and we brought in all of our national hosts for our big town hall event. It's kind of like the station Super Bowl. So we had Larry Elder and Sebastian Gorka and Dennis Prager and Mark Levin and Brandon Tatum and Charlie Kirk all on one stage.
And what a shock. They all support Trump, right?
But here's the thing. Yeah. When it comes to Ukraine and Russia, so I kind of asked a question based on, like, we were kind of in an economic section. It was almost a throwaway question, but it was the most interesting conversation. And the question is, you know, how much money does the United States dump into the war between Russia and Ukraine?
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that we have to defend Ukraine. You know that. We've been talking about this forever.
Yeah.
But there are some people who are conservatives who say, how much more money can we withstand? You know, and that's a valid point as well. And it was the most interesting thing because Charlie Kirk kind of went up against Mark Levin and Sebastian Gorka about why this is necessary. And both Levin and Gorka talk about Vladimir Putin's intentions of wanting to recreate the USSR and the fact that he said he'll go to Ukraine first and then to Poland and then to Romania, all to build up his empire again. And Charlie Kirk, whether that's, you know, his youth or whatever it is, says, you know, or by the way, his thoughts with a lot of people, how much more money can we put into a conflict when we're suffering so much at home and our inflation is so high, how much more spending can we do on something that's not directly benefiting us? It was really interesting to see that there, even like on the conservative side, when all of them would be voting, as you say, probably supportive of President Trump or whatever, there's still some disagreements about what kind of policies are better for the country. And I love that when there's a little bit of disagreement, we can actually chat about it, because I don't know if there's just a perfect answer. What do you think? I mean, how much should we continue to fund it, or what do you think?
I think we need to have some sort of accounting, but that doesn't seem to be in the practical solution department. People just throwing money at stuff is like throwing stuff against the wall to see what sticks.
That's exactly where I sit. Mm-hmm. I think we need to keep funding it. I just want to see what we're funding.
Support.
Yes. Yeah, I want a report.
There was an emotional component to this at the beginning, because nobody likes Russia and nobody likes Putin, so they wanted to hand him his butt. But now it's gotten serious because there are so many rumors about the Ukrainians taking what we're sending over there and trading it on the open black market. And so what are we doing? How are we helping them and ourselves? We're helping the corrupt. And Ukraine is a very corrupt country. And mm-hmm. So what are we adding to that? Of course we are. Absolutely. While we're here in this department, there isn't the connection number 5, with all the wars and the tension in the world. We're going into a weekend, excuse me, when there's going to be a total eclipse of the moon. And with that, astrologers saying that the moon and other things that are combined astrologically will create a situation where there's a lot of bellicosity. You know what that is? Bellicosity.
No, but I think it's been feeling it the last couple of days, so tell me about it. What is bellicosity?
Well, as we do this program at the end of the week, the two Koreas are scrambling warplanes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of tension because that little jerk in North Korea has been, sending up missiles all over the place like he wants to create a conflict, because at the end of the day, he'll never survive. Any more than Putin is actually really going to survive after all of this is over. So the more they do of this sort of thing, the joint exercises with the U.S. and South Korea that are being done, there are more U.S. warships around Korea than there are anywhere else in the world at the moment, because this little twerp is, and then people say, well, wait a minute. Donald Trump, does anybody remember Donald Trump referring to this little twerp as our good friend? How come people don't hold
because
Trump
he was
responsible
with the right,
for that?
By the way, he wasn't our good friend, but he certainly wasn't doing this when Trump was in office. And that's because we have a weak leader in there right now. And these people, including Putin and including President Xi and including Kim Jong-un, think they can get away with this stuff because they have a terrible leader in our White House right now. That's
where are the good leaders is the question we're all asking as we go into election week. It's 18 after the hour, the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on the clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off.
The great thing about Calitrin is that it's not a drug or a stimulant. It doesn't work against your body like a lot of other diet products. So it's not like whenever you get off the product, you just gain it all back. I think a lot of people just have that misconception about diet products because that's what you've taken. That's what you've seen. That's what your experience has been with other diet products. But with Calitrin, you're just giving your body back what it needs to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's that collagen protein. And that's what revs up your metabolism naturally. So you can burn off those fats and sugars the way that you did when you were younger. It turns your body back into that fat burning machine that it used to be like when you were younger.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Coming up on 24 after the hour now, on the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner, some of the intelligentsia, the word I was looking for was intelligentsia. I think that was the word I was looking for. The intelligentsia listening to this program with thoughts about some of the important issues of the day. For example, what about Elon Musk taking over Twitter? What are our listeners saying about that?
He's really funny. He's like equally ticking everybody off. Sean Stewart calls it positive changes.
Yeah.
Daniel Erskine says, a brilliant mind. Elon is throwing out the idea of charging $8 to $10 for a verified account to clear out the bots. Not sure if I'm on board for that, but it's not a bad idea. John Johnsy says, twits and the genius. It should be fun. Heads will roll and explode. It's like a movie tagline.
It does.
Daniel McCutcheon says, good for him. Personally, I don't use Twitter as I think it's a cesspool and a waste of time.
Yes, I agree with you, Daniel. It is a cesspool. And most of this stuff is like TikTok. It's a big waste of time. Yep.
Len Turnberg says, it's a breath of fresh air in a sea of left-leaning social media platforms. Hopefully, it will bring about a bit more balance. And
don't
Robert
count
Douglas
on it.
Chimes in, always be aware that charm hides the snake. We may trust him for now, but that will backfire.
You know, it's funny. I don't know if it necessarily, think we should dump all of our eggs into Elon Musk's basket. But what I will tell you is, since he's been at Twitter, and what has it been, only like a week?
Uh-huh.
I've picked up 2,000 followers.
On Twitter.
Yes, and I think it's because lots of the information, like, because I am a conservative, I feel like I wasn't in an algorithm.
You're a conservative? No.
Well, and believe me, I send out, like, 4 tweets a week, so it's not even like I'm really, like, hitting. I know I'm not really great on social media, but, like, come on. You know, what was happening before last week? It's not like I'm prolific this week. It's very bizarre.
Right. What's the difference?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Huh?
It's just more people have a chance to see your tweets rather than being hidden in, what was it? I forget what it's called, shadow banned in the algorithm.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Freedom of speech, Jay. What are people saying about all the discussions regarding...
Yeah, you have the Kanye stuff, Kyrie Irving. Where is the line of what people, quote-unquote, shouldn't say versus what they, quote-unquote, can't say? John H. Aukerman says, it's nobody's business to tell others what they shouldn't say or what they can't say. Everyone should mind their own business, period.
Uh-huh.
Jeff Schmidt says, nobody knows. The obvious answer is truth with tact and humility, but then the truth most times becomes hurtful, and then you have to go buy some juice boxes and ice cream pops to make everyone feel better, and it's just tiring to think about. Deborah Renee chimes in, people can say whatever they want. No one is putting them in jail for it. People can respond to whatever people say however they want. If a brand or organization disagrees with what someone said and they don't want to partner or be endorsed by that person, that's their right too. Everyone needs to calm down.
That's true.
And Bucky1965 tweeted, if Americans can't question, mock, and yell at our government leaders, democracy will die. Misinformation is just something you don't agree with.
Really? I think Bucky is out to lunch on that one. Misinformation is misinformation. Oftentimes, though, it does get translated as something that I will not agree with, because we have a world of people trying to convince us that they're right and you're wrong or somebody else is wrong. Yeah, interesting. Okay, 28 after, talk radio review time.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced that 99% of the Benton Harbor's water service lines have been inspected and replaced with new copper lines if lead or galvanized pipe was found, promising an end to the city's water crisis. Residents were forced to use bottled water for drinking, cooking, and brushing teeth because of lead contamination in the tap water. Tesla battery contractor is breaking some ground. Lance Pry has the latest.
Tesla battery cell supplier Panasonic broke ground on a new lithium-ion battery manufacturing plant in DeSoto, Kansas. That's a suburb of Kansas City. Panasonic is planning to mass produce the battery cells by March of 2025. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hey, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's get back into the discussion of the issues of the week. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles, and Jay Kirshner from the Doug Good Day program. Number one issue this week, so I was looking at the names on our people list. Let's see, Dr. Oz and Mr. Fetterman, Mark Kelly and Blake Masters, Herschel Walker and Ralph Warnock, J.D.
Election
Vance,
weekend, baby.
Tim Ryan.
Go
yes,
time.
It is. So yeah. The data is coming in from Florida, which this is what's wrong. Jennifer, I'm sure, will find something wrong with my theory here, but that's okay.
Test me. Let's go.
Well, the data reveals, as we look at some of the early voting, that more registered Republicans are voting early than Democrats, and they're trying to spin that into the election data. The officials are trying to spin that into, well, more Republicans are voting than Democrats, so you should vote Republican. I think that's so distorted.
They're doing the same thing in the state of California.
It shouldn't be early voting.
Favors Democrats. I agree with you. Look, I don't mind early voting in person. What I don't like is the mail-in ballot 30 days.
Why should they be talking about this? That should be illegal. Even
I don't think they should be talking about it. I just don't mind. Like, I'm going to probably, you know, I'll probably vote this weekend instead of waiting for Election Day because I just want to, because a couple of reasons.
How do you know you might change, something might happen that would change?
Well, let me just tell you, something may happen on Election Day if you don't go early because in California, and I think in other states, they're talking about this paper shortage. And they've already started the warnings that, you know, because you go into the way it works now in California is you have a machine, you vote on the machine, it prints out on a piece of paper, and then you submit the paper into the machine. Yeah. And they're saying there's a shortage of paper. I mean, there's just all sorts of funny business. So I'm going to go early.
Shortage of paper.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to. Because, you know, I'm going to show up on Election Day, and you want to see my head actually pop off my shoulders as if that poor worker at the voting center tells me, I'm sorry, ma'am, we can't take your vote because we're out of paper. Do you know how I will go apoplectic? So I'm going to go this weekend.
How do they? That should cause a revolution right there.
Of course. Of course.
Unbelievable.
This is what, I mean, and they're saying that this paper shortage isn't just in California, by the way. So be forewarned, if you're hearing my voice, it might not be a bad idea to go do early voting in person, of course.
Well, I don't agree with that, but at any rate, I'm looking at some of the polls. Last couple of weeks, Republicans are opening a modest lead. When people
don't believe any of it, though. You know,
well, that's it. The polls,
the thing is, people tell the opposite
of what they really think to the polls.
Right. They can say that Republicans are ahead to try to get Democrats to turn out. They can say Democrats are ahead to try to get. Just go and vote. And vote for, you know, look, I don't know how anybody, vote early, vote often. Yeah. I don't know how anybody can be happy with what's happening right now. So
no.
Maybe shake it up. What I do see is a revolution of outsiders in California. Our mayor's race, where Rick Caruso, who built all these big shopping malls, when you come to California, you see the Grove and the Americana. He's actually competitive once again in this race. You see, you know, because I think there's a mentality where the insiders are just not doing us any favors. And I don't, that's not a statement about
my son, who doesn't share the same political thoughts that you do, says that Caruso is a scumbag. He, he does something with the people that work at the Grove. I forget what it was, but he had all kinds of reasons not to like him. One way or the other.
Much better.
So,
much
here's the question. How did Republicans get here? So, is it the party in power?
He's not
usually,
a Republican.
No, I'm not talking. I get that. Now I'm moving on.
Oh, okay.
Just the Republicans in general.
Got it.
So, usually the party in power gets whipped in the midterms, right? Mm-hmm. That's pretty much the history. So, if people ask how Republicans got here, pretty much that's the answer. The Democrats have made a mess of things, as the Republicans did 4 years ago. It's just everything goes back and forth. And you look at what the president's approval rating is, and you understand that there are all kinds of different problems here, but what really comes into the mix? The personalities of these two guys. Meanwhile, the most important problem facing the country today is the economy. And that goes back to Bill Clinton and James Carville, who created the phrase, it's the economy, stupid.
Yeah.
And it is.
I think back to our, together, Doug, we had a talk radio consultant, Valerie Geller, who said, if you're not talking about health, heart, pocketbook, you're missing people's interests. And the same thing is true for politicians. And this week, when Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, was asked what they're doing about the recession, she said, well, we're not even meeting about the recession. There is no recession. We don't believe we're going in that direction.
Man, talk about the head in the sand.
I may not agree with the plan that they're putting forward, but Democrats need to at least have a plan to deal with this and not just pretend it doesn't exist, because people are feeling it every single time they go to the store or the gas station.
All right, so here's a poll of 849 registered voters that was just done. The state of democracy, only 7% of the people who were polled said they have faith in the state of our country at the moment, the country's government. So that in itself, before the election, it seems to me, is pretty damning. Then people would say, well, why the hell should I vote? Because nobody believes the government is running the way it's supposed to. So I guess I won't bother to vote, which is obviously idiotic. But that's the way it goes. And then I sort of don't know whether to smile about this or to just take a shot. Oprah Winfrey has now come out in favor of Fetterman over her protege, Mehmet. How do you pronounce the name?
Mehmet.
Dr. Oz got started on Oprah's show. And she produces, well, this show's not on anymore, but anyway, she was the owner of the show. But she's backing his opponent. I don't understand that at all. I mean, I don't really care.
Anybody can watch this poor man debate and communicate. Right. His family should be ashamed of themselves for putting him in this
position. So should the Democrats.
Brutal. It's brutal.
Yeah.
I mean, and that doesn't mean I don't want him to recover. My God, I watched my grandmother go through stroke recovery. It gives me PTSD to watch him try to communicate. It's just sad.
Yeah.
Ugh.
All right, let's see here. The number of billionaires who are being tracked and how much money they've thrown into the midterms. This spending on radio, television, advertising, on social media, promoting, $16 billion will have been spent by next Tuesday to promote, advertise, push a particular point of view or a particular candidate. That is obscene.
It's crazy. Do you know, not to go back to L.A. real quick, but do you know how much Rick Caruso has spent of his own money? $81 million for a mayor's race. Hillary Clinton spent $100 million to run for the presidency?
Unbelievable.
Nuts.
32 million people have voted already. That's another disgusting reality.
I just don't want to know about the numbers. I'm with you. I don't want to know what the trends are.
No,
it should be
illegal.
If you're going to do early voting, I don't know if it's great to tell people about the returns.
Mm-hmm. Crime is number 8 on the countdown, and when you look at the polls, I'm looking at another poll, in some areas, the economy is number 1 in all the polls, but some of the secondary issues, like the increasingly problematic public safety issues, places like California, but where was it, Jay? We talked this week on the on the Good Day program about some place, and I'm trying to remember where it was, where crime is rampant because they're not being prosecuted. And it was a medium-sized city, it seems to me. I don't remember, but I made the remark, Jennifer, that you are always talking about this guy in Los Angeles who's letting everybody go. Yeah. And so what do you
it
do about
Omaha,
those people?
Was it?
Maybe Omaha, yeah. It might have been Omaha. Yeah, or maybe Portland, one or the other. But anyway, we should be testing our knowledge of how things work. And if you are in a city or a town where there are where the criminal element is increasingly visible, and there are fewer penalties for antisocial behavior, then you better be looking at the ballot box to fix whatever the problem is, because you're not going to, how else are you going to do it? Remember the expression, throw the bums out?
That's right.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to that? We're going to drain the swamp.
It's because everybody, like, on my ballot, you'd be happy to know, even though I am a Republican, there are a few Democrats on my ballot. This is what people should be doing, not party lines. You know, vote for people who are actually going to serve you as a constituent. You know, that's what it shouldn't just be re-elect somebody that's on your side if they're not doing a good job.
Marjorie Taylor Greene this week vowed to nix American funding for the Ukraine resistance. I wonder how that's going to help her get elected. What are her? Why do her constituents, do they want her to be talking about that? She was doing, she was at a rally, I guess, in Iowa. What, she's from Georgia, isn't she?
She is, yeah.
Wait, why is she?
It's this argument that I brought up. You know, there's this idea that we need to be fiscally responsible and that that's one of the things that we can cut because it's not benefiting Americans.
Uh-huh. Well,
but is it? I mean, I think you can make the argument that, well, it actually is.
Yeah. My question would be, when looking at this, she's running, is she unopposed in the district that she's running in Georgia?
No.
Is that why she's running around?
I think she's going to easily win, though.
Well, Trump said, I saw a quote from Trump a week or so ago, said, okay, I'm running, and she's my vice president.
I don't think so. I don't believe that.
Maybe Mitch McConnell should run with him. What do you think of that?
I think there is actually less likelihood of that happening.
So, and it certainly isn't going to be DeSantis, or will they make a deal? Well, they make a deal.
I don't think so. I don't think DeSantis would do it. I don't think DeSantis wants to get himself too linked. I think he wants the MAGA people, but I don't think he wants to be super linked.
Mm-hmm.
So, it could be Larry Elder, our old friend from talk radio.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Never know.
Do we have the inside scoop there? What is Larry saying?
Just you saying, it could be Larry Elder. Isn't that interesting?
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. Well, Larry actually would be a good candidate, but how would he get along with Trump? Is he really, is he like really dyed-in-the-wool Trump supporter?
You don't have to be. Look at Mike Pence. Mike Pence was a great vice president to President Trump. I mean, yeah, they fell out at the end on January 6th, but, you know, all the way up, he provided that seriousness that I think a lot of people were looking for with Trump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he's a pretty serious guy. But he wants to run himself, which would be interesting. All right, we continue. You're listening to this week's Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, and Doug Steffen on the air.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with the charts for the week of October 31st and November 4th. Story list, by the way, both the story list and the people list is promoted every week at talkers.com and on gooddayshow.com. So you can, if you want to know what the big stories are, the big conversation points of the week, anytime you check it out at those two sites. At number 10, a lot of focus on rights, individual rights. Number 9, race relations. I would think that the two would go together, though, but they aren't. And number 8, all the crime in our country. Wow, the numbers are going crazy in the various parts of the country. COVID is at 7, making a tick up. Big tech, mostly the focus on Elon Musk and stuff. Number 5 is the war. Number 4, Trump. Number 3, the Pelosi invasion. And number 2, the economy. Number 1, the midterm elections coming up next week.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better. And and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
On the people side of things, from talkers.com, Doug Stephan with a list of names that have been on people's minds this first week of November. Elon Musk is at 10. Bad Vlad is at 9. I'm talking about Mr. Putin. The Pelosi's are at 8. Jay Powell is at 7. The candidates for Senate in Ohio are 6. The candidates for Senate in Georgia are 5. The candidates, candidates. A lot of different characters here. I think the Dr. Oz Fetterman thing is probably what attracts the most attention in the country, so therefore it's number 3. Donald Trump is number 2, and Joe Biden is number 1, as you might expect. Although the two of them kind of go back and forth sometimes, depending on what it is the two of them are focusing on. We're here to put all of these things in focus on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, 53 past the hour. We've been sort of going back and forth, in and out some of the issues, and I don't know that I have specifically gone through the charts from top to bottom, so let me do that here and get Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner to chime in when they think that there's something that hasn't been said about number 10, for example, the discussion of Roe v. Wade and what is going on. I saw something this week that suggested that there was going to be codification of Roe v. Wade after the first of the year. Anybody else see that or hear that discussion? Codification of what they should have done if they wanted to protect it, instead of being asleep at the switch and arguing about everything. This should have been done, what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago?
That's one of the arguments people were making at the beginning of all this, yeah.
Yeah, right. All right, number 9, The continuing focus on what's going on between or among the races, a lot of anti-Semitism around at the moment, and I don't know what has pushed that versus, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement, and there always seems to be some group that feels like they are being slighted, and or in this case, the reason that people, why, I guess I would want to know from a psychologist why it is that people feel that if they're one race, they don't like another race. Or they're one religion, they don't like another religion. What are we teaching? How is that?
It may not be very popular, but one of the tenets of Black Lives Matter as a movement is a little bit anti-Semitic to begin with. If you go through their manifesto on the Black Lives Matter website, which I encourage everybody to do.
Malcolm X was extremely anti-Semitic.
So, First of all, it's funny that it's a surprise because this thing has been up since 2020, I think. So it's funny that this is coming out. But when we're talking about this, we're talking about comments that Kanye West has made. We're talking about Kyrie. I think it was Kyrie Irving, right, who just got suspended because he wouldn't denounce anti-Semitism. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I feel like somebody should be suspended from their profession because they won't do what their team wants them to say. I feel like there are some freedom of speech issues, whether I agree or not. But we have to remember we live in a country where there is a lot of freedom of speech, even speech we don't agree with. We have to decide what constitutes as hate speech. That's the difference.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, there's certainly there's plenty of hate, and we wish that it wasn't there. Number eight is the focus on crime. The Parkland shooter got sentenced to life in prison this week when many people thought he should have gone to the gas chamber or had a needle stuck in his arm or go to the firing squad, whatever, but don't let this guy live. And the look at his face, you can tell by looking at him that he's crazy.
Yeah.
So then does that seem like we're not a really sensitive, if this kid did, I mean, by definition, anytime anybody does any of this stuff, they are insane. So do they belong in an institution? Do they belong in jail for the rest of their life? Or should we just get rid of them? And that's the argument that continues, and I don't know that there's a good answer for it. Is there? What do you do?
Excuse me. I don't know.
People are out of their minds and they do stuff like
that. I don't know if there's a great argument. I mean, I tend to think that once you take away so many people's rights, you've given up rights yourself. And I don't know. I changed my stance on the death penalty when one of my great friends had her grandparents murdered by Richard Ramirez, and she said that would bring her closure, and that's what it should be about. But it didn't seem like the families who wanted this got much traction with the judge in making the decision.
Yeah. Number seven, COVID and all of the stuff, the hoopla back in the focus are shots, whether they get them or not. I don't think there's much new there this week. We've talked a lot about Elon Musk here and there, Russia and the war is five, Trump's legal issues. What was there that happened this week? He was told, I just saw something that indicated he sort of wasn't getting his way in one of these. He's got so many different suits going on. Who can keep track of it?
Well, the Attorney General is going to appoint an independent reviewer of the Trump Organization. That was one of the stories this week. But I think there's also, look, don't be surprised if he's not indicted right after the election, because they know he's
just in time to announce he's running for president.
Yeah.
The invasion of Paul Pelosi. What is the right? This is, we're almost out of time here. I really am not happy with all of the foolishness coming from some of those on the quote-unquote right, the shots they're taking at Pelosi, I think very inappropriate. But the insensitivity of some of these.
Why did you do this to me with only 30 seconds?
you can save it for next week. How's that? It's Jennifer's saving it for next week because I'm sure it'll be an issue. Here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.